praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your helps you have sent into our lives. Thank you for breakthroughs you have given to us. Thank you for your interventions we have received in those moments where we needed your support. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for teaching us your righteousness. Thank you for showing us your ways. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to grow in the knowledge of you. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for disappointing the enemy concerning us. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for opportunities you have released into our lives so that we can, through those opportunities, arise unto greatness. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for how you are dealing with us individually. We thank you for how you are changing us into new persons, into new creatures. We thank you for making others to learn your ways through our lives. Thank you for making others to learn about you, to learn about your kingdom through our lives. Thank you, Lord. I ask that tonight, as we have gathered together to seek your face and to pray, visit us, O Lord. Touch us with your right hand of power. Change our situations. Rewrite our stories. Give us testimonies. Give us miracles we can never forget. Help us to become better persons. And let your name be forever glorified. Thank you, Lord, for we know you are going to answer these prayers and you even do more. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' unfailing name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you into to the Lord's presence, and I believe that as we call upon Him this evening, this night, today, there shall be signs and wonders, and we shall not remain the same again in Jesus' name. So we are going to worship the Lord with songs before we go into prayer point. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia. Hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto Jesus be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Great things He has done. Greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done. Greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Who is like unto Thee, O Lord? Who is like unto Thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like Thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders, hallelujah. Who is like unto Thee, O Lord? Who is like unto Thee? To Thee, O Lord, among the gods. glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders, hallelujah. The Lord is so good, the Lord is so good, the Lord is so good, He's so good. The Lord is so good, He's so good to me. The Lord is so good, He's so good. The Lord is so good, He's so good to us. The Lord is so good, He's so good. 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 The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases, His mercies never come to an end. They are new, they are new every morning, always new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. O great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hands hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. We praise you. We praise you, oh Lord. We praise you. We praise you, oh Lord. In our lives, we see what you're doing. One more time, we lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. Oh Lord, we praise you, we praise you, oh Lord, in our lives, we see what you're doing one more time. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. King of glory, we worship you. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you. You reign. You reign. You reign, you reign, you reign, you reign, you reign, you reign. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. King of glory, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. You are the Lord Most High. You are the Lord. You are the Lord Most High. You are the Lord. You are the Lord Most High. You are the Lord King of the universe. You are the Lord Most High. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. You are the Lord Most High. You are the Lord, ancient midst of these, you are the Lord. Most High, you are the Lord. You do wonders. You do wonders. Most High, you do wonders. You do wonders, Most High, you do wonders. You work miracles, you work miracles. Most High, you work miracles. You work miracles. Most High, you work miracles. You are the Lord, you are the Lord, Most High, you are the Lord, King of glory, you are the Lord, Most High, you are the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest. Let our King be lifted up. Hosanna, sing Hosanna.
Hosanna in the highest. Let our King be lifted up.
Hosanna.
Hosanna. Sing Hosanna. Hosanna. Let our King be lifted up. Hosanna. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Glory, glory, alleluia. Glory, alleluia. Glory, alleluia. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory, alleluia. Glory, alleluia. Glory, alleluia. Praise Lord. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I'll live for you, Lord. Every step that I take, every moment I'm awake, Lord, have your way in me. Oh, Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul. I'll live for you. I'll live for you, Lord. Every step that I take, every moment I'm awake, Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way in me. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. He's a glorious God. God is a glorious God. Yes, you are the Lord, the Most High. Most High. Yes, you are the Lord, the Most High. Most High, yes, you are the Lord. Most High, yes, you are the Lord. Most High, all sufficient God, all sufficient God. The Most High, all sufficient God. Most High, you are Yahweh. Hey, you are Yahweh. El Shaddai, you are Yahweh. Hey, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, 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 Alpha, Omega, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. Hallelujah. Begin to worship and bless His name. Glorify Him. Adore Him. Magnify Him. Praise His majesty. worship His majesty. He is the Most High God. He is Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the ending, the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battles, the one who was and is and is to come, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Worship Him. He is the Creator of all things, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, the Maker of the heavens and the earth, the Ruler of rulers. Worship Him. He is before all things. He existed before anything existed. And He is the one holding all things together. Praise Him. He controls times and seasons. He reverses irreversible things. He does impossible things. Glorify Him. Savior of the world, we praise You. King of the universe, we worship You. Savior of mankind, Redeemer of mankind, we praise You. Thank You for everything. Thank You for the life You have given to us. The human life. And also we say thank You for eternal life You have given to us. Thank You, Father. Blessed be Your holy name. Thank You for the name You have given to us. The name which is above every other name. The name of Jesus. Thank You because at the mention of His name, every knee shall bow of things in heaven, of things on earth, and of things under the earth. We praise You, Lord. We worship You. We worship You. We praise You, Father. Be exalted forever. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praises and thanks. Amen. Amen. We're going to thank God with this prayer. You're going to say, "Oh Lord, I thank You for Your presence in my life." You're going to say, "Oh Lord, I thank You for Your presence in my life. Because You are right in the midst of my life. You are right in the midst of my body, in the midst of my soul, in the midst of my spirit. You're right there. In the midst of my situations, You're right there. Thank You, Lord, for Your presence." Begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him. Say, "Thank You, Father, for Your presence in my life. Thank You for Your presence." Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your presence. For you have not left me alone to handle my life by myself. You have not left me alone to solve my problems by myself. You have not left me alone to face difficult times by myself. You have always been with me. You are right here in my life. Say thank you for your presence in my life. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You are still going to thank him. You're going to say, Father, thank you for a miracles that you do in my life that I did not pray for. I believe you know that it's not everything we pray for that God is doing in our lives. I mean, God is doing more than we pray for. That's what I mean. Yeah, what God is doing in your life is more than what you are praying for or what you are asking him to do. Now, what God is releasing to your life is more than what you are asking. Yeah, because there are needs in your life you don't even know that you need. But he knows. And he supplies those needs. There's no way you can know everything you need. It's not possible. So he only knows everything we need and every time we need them. So you're going to say, thank you, Father, for the miracles you have done in my life that I did not even ask for. Miracles you have done in my life that I did not even pray for. Open your mouth and begin to thank him like that. Begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for the blessings you have released into my life that I did not even ask for. Thank you for the helps you have released into my life that I did not pray for. Thank you for the deliverance you did to me that I did not even ask for and did not even know. Thank you, Father, for the breakthroughs you have given that I wasn't even aware of. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, Father, thank you for your peace that is prevailing in my life. When the storm came, the Bible says that Jesus stood. He looked at the storm. And then he said, peace, be still. And immediately the storm ceased. Yeah, so the peace of the Lord is so powerful that it calms storms. The peace that Jesus gives is a weapon on its own. That peace is a weapon. It shuts down storms. So you're going to say, thank you, Lord, for your peace that is prevailing in my life. Because the enemy wants you to be frustrated. The enemy wants you to be troubled. But the Lord has not allowed that to exist in your life. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for your peace that is prevailing in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him. There are many millionaires and billionaires in the world that don't have what you have. They don't have peace. They have money, but they have a lot of sorrows with the money they have. So they have no peace. Yeah, and there's no way they can get that peace with the money they have. It's not possible. Only when they surrender to Jesus can they have the peace of Jesus. So you have something that billions cannot buy. You have something that millions and billions of money cannot buy. And that is the peace of Jesus. Say, thank you, Lord, for the peace you have given to me. Thank you for your peace that is prevailing in my life. Say, thank you, Lord, for your peace that is prevailing in my life. Some people think when they get married, they will have peace, they'll be happy. But they are married, there's no peace. Some think when they give birth to children, they will have peace. They give birth to children and now they don't still have peace. So which means that there is no peace in anything else, but only in Jesus. And you have this peace because you have Jesus in your life. Thank Him for the peace He has given to you. Thank you, Jesus, for your peace that is prevailing in my life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let my eyes be opened to the realities of who you are, to the realities of your personality, to the realities of your nature, to the realities of everything that is in you. Say, Father, open my eyes to behold these realities. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, open my eyes to behold the realities of who you are. The revelations of who you are. The revelations or the revelation of your personality. You cannot walk with God if you don't know His personality, if you don't understand His nature. There's no way you can walk with Him. There's no way you will know Him. Say, oh Lord, open my eyes to behold the realities of your nature. Open my eyes to understand the realities of your personality. The realities of who you are. The realities of all that is in you. Continue to pray like that. Jesus was asking the disciples. He said, who do men say I am? And the disciples were saying, some say you are John the Baptist. Some say this. Some say that. And then he looked at them and then he said, who do you say I am? Yeah. Who do you say I am? But just one person among them, by revelation, got the answer correctly. So who do you say He is? Who do you know Him to be? Ask Him to open your eyes. Yeah. Say, Lord, open my eyes to see realities, the realities of who You are. Yeah, many other people know Him to be different things, but who do you personally know Him to be? Who is He to you? Who is He to you? Yeah, how much of Him have you seen? How much of Him have you discovered? How much of Him have you found? Say, oh Lord, open my eyes to see the realities of your personality far beyond what people say, far beyond what people call you. Reveal yourself to me. I want to know you beyond what other people know you to be. I want to know you personally. Reveal yourself to me. Reveal yourself to me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, revive my spirit man to know you Revive my spirit man to know you as you are. Say, Father, set my spirit on fire to know you as you are. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, set my spirit on fire. Holy Spirit, set my spirit on fire to know God as He is. Holy Spirit, set my spirit on fire to know Jesus as He is. Holy Spirit, set my spirit on fire to know deep things of God, to know the deep things in God. Set my spirit on fire. Revive my spirit. Wake up my spirit, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, wake up my spirit, man. Holy Spirit, wake up my spirit, man. I believe you're praying like that. So, Holy Spirit, wake up my spirit, man, to know God intimately, to know God personally, to know God as He is. Holy Spirit, wake up my inner man to know God experientially. To know God experientially, with experience. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Your spirit man is in another world. Your spirit man is not in the world that your body, that this your physical being is. Your spirit is in a spirit world. And your body is in the physical world, the visible world. Yeah, I hope you get what I'm saying. Yeah. So your spirit is in the spirit world. Yeah, while your body is in this physical world. Yeah, and then God is in the spirit world. God is in the spirit realm. Yeah, though He operates in the physical, and of course He's in the physical, but this physical body cannot see Him. Your physical eyes cannot see Him. Yeah, even if you see something, even if He appears in a physical way, that is not Him. That is just a similitude of Him. That is just a symbol of Him. Even if He comes to you in a physical way, that is not Him. So to really see Him, you have to see Him in the Spirit. And you have to see Him as a spirit. So it is the spiritual part of you that will see God, that will touch God, yeah, that would embrace God and feel God. It is the spiritual part of you, your spirit. Yeah. So your spirit and your flesh and this body, they are not in the same realm. They are in different realms. Yeah, so I've seen people that they're trying to know God through the human body and human mind, through the human brain. It cannot work. You cannot know God like that. Yeah, so you have to know God by your spirit, because He is a spirit. And and that is where you can really see Him and know Him. Yeah. Yeah, He's in the spirit and He's also in the physical, but you can't really know Him through the physical part of you. You will know Him through the spirit part of you. So that is why it is so important that you are awakened as a Christian. It's so important that your spirit is alive. It's so important that your spirit is active, is alive, is functioning. So you are going to pray that prayer again. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let all the senses of my spirit man come alive. Let all the senses of my spirit man come alive so that I can see God and know Him as He is. So that I can see God and know Him as He is. Let all the senses of my spirit man come alive by fire of the Holy Ghost. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, all the senses of my spirit man come alive right now. All the senses of my spirit man come alive right now. All the senses of my spirit man come alive right now. Because I want to know my God. I want to touch my God. I want to feel my God. I want to see my God. In the name of Jesus, let all the senses of my spirit come alive right now. I believe you're praying passionately. Let all the senses of my spirit come alive right now. I want to taste my God. I want to experience my God. I want to fellowship with my God. Let all the senses of my spirit man come alive right now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I did a teaching some time ago where I say that there is something greater than dreams and visions. There is something greater than dreams and visions. So if up to now, since when you have been a Christian, up to now, it's only through dreams and visions God talked to you, you are still a baby Christian. Because there is a lot in God that you cannot know through dreams and visions. There is a lot in the mind of God. There is a lot in the kingdom of God that it's impossible for you to know them through dreams and visions. Yeah, so there is more senses in your spirit to get messages and revelations from God than dreams and visions. There is more abilities in your spirit to learn from God more than dreams and visions. You're going to pray. Who says you cannot hear His voice expressly? Yeah, who says that you cannot get both vision and who says you cannot have vision encounters? Yeah, a vision encounter is that you are seeing a vision and then God is in that vision talking to you. Yeah, and then you are learning. Not that you see a vision and then you are still looking for how to interpret it. Yeah, or you see a dream, you are still looking for how to interpret it. So those are very weak ways of knowing God. There are stronger ways. I'm not saying we should discard dreams and visions, no. But it's too low for what you need in God. Those channels are too limited for what you need to see in God. They are too limited to show you the deep things that are in God. Yeah, they are too limited. So you are going to pray. You need more channels to be opened so that you can really see deep things of God's kingdom. So that you can really see mysteries in the spirit world. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, with your fire, open up powerful channels in my spirit. Open up powerful portals in my spirit through which I can know God beyond beyond what I know presently. Say, Holy Spirit, with your fire, open up more portals in my spirit. Open up channels in my spirit through which I can know God better than this. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. There are so many ways. So many ways. Better ways to connect with heaven. Powerful ways to connect with heaven. You don't have to sleep before you get powerful messages from God. Powerful revelations from God. You don't have to be unconscious. You don't. Say, Holy Spirit, open up portals in my spirit through which I can know God very closely, through which I can receive deep messages from heaven, deep secrets from heaven, deep revelations from heaven. Holy Spirit, open up powerful channels in my spirit, powerful portals in my spirit, through which I can know God deeper than I know Him now, better than I know Him now. Holy Spirit, open up powerful channels, powerful portals in my spirit, man. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, some of you do things that kills your spirit a lot. You do a lot of things that shuts down your spirit, man, than you do things that stirs up your spirit, man. Apostle Paul told Timothy. He said, stir up the gift that is in you. So you have the responsibility. You have a duty. You have things to do to wake up the gift that is in you. To wake up the abilities that are in you. But many Christians, they are so busy doing things that is killing their spirit man. They spend a lot of hours watching movies, browsing the internet, thinking dirty things in their minds. Talking and talking with people, with friends. They talk and talk for hours. You don't spend time studying and meditate. You don't spend time to study and meditate on the Bible. You don't do fastings. You don't do long hour prayers. So there are activities you have to be involved in to open up these portals in your spirit. It doesn't just happen like that. You have a part to play. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I disconnect myself from every exercise, activities that don't profit my spirit man. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I disconnect myself from exercises, activities, pleasures that don't profit my spirit man. I disconnect myself right now from them all. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I disconnect my spirit, soul, and body from activities, from exercises, from pleasures that does not profit my spirit man, that does not stir up my spirit man. In the name of Jesus. And say, I embrace activities, exercises that profit my spirit man. From today onward, say, I embrace activities, exercises that profit my spirit man. In the name of Jesus. Say, I receive a passionate heart that always wants to read the Bible, that always wants to study the Bible. Say, I receive a passionate heart that always wants to evangelize and preach the gospel to all creatures. Say, I receive a passionate heart that always wants to worship God and spend time in His presence. Say, I receive a passionate heart that always wants to praise God and fellowship with Him and dialogue with Him. Say, I receive a passionate heart that always want to fast and pray without ceasing. Say, I receive that heart right now. I receive a heart that embraces every opportunity to grow spiritually. I receive a heart that embraces every opportunity to grow spiritually. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I've told you before that when I began to know God very closely, God took time to expose to me all the darkness in me that would not let me know Him. It took a long time to expose those darkness to me one by one. One by one. So you will say, this one, you have to get rid of this one. You point to another one, look at this in your life, get rid of this. Yeah, so I realized that there is a lot of rubbish in the lives of Christians that we must get rid of. Because you can't keep those rubbish and still know God and still grow spiritually. It is not possible. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, expose myself to me. Expose the darkness in me to me so that I can get rid of them all. You're going to say, Father, expose the darkness in me to me, so that I can get rid of them all. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. If you are not sincere with this prayer, God will not show you the darkness in you. Yeah, He will only show those that are sincere and those that really want to be free. Say, oh Lord, expose myself to me. Expose the darkness in me to me. The wickedness in me. Expose it to me. Expose the errors in me to me. So that I can get rid of them all. Expose the pride in me to me. The arrogance in me, the bitterness in me, the hatred in me, all the darkness in me, the greed in me, the worldliness in me. Expose them to me so that I can get rid of them all and be free. Expose them to me, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, I want to grow spiritually. I want to be a better Christian. Expose to me all the darkness in me so that I can be better than this. So that I can grow more than this. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The reason why you suffer witchcraft attacks is because you have not grown spiritually. And the reason why witchcraft attacks can still succeed and prosper in your life. It's because you have not grown spiritually. And when you have grown, witchcraft is nothing. Yeah. When you have grown, witchcraft, rituals, spells, arrows, they are nothing. So you're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I receive fire that is I receive fire that will make me stronger than all darkness, than all witchcraft. I receive fire that will make me dominate all darkness, all witchcraft, all the forces of hell. I receive fire. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray. Pray. Say, I receive fire that will make me stronger than all darkness. I receive fire that will make me stronger than all witchcraft. I receive fire that will make me stronger than all territorial demons, all environmental demons. I receive fire that will make me stronger than all the forces of hell. I receive fire right now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Your spirit man must become a discerning spirit. Yeah, your spirit man must become a discerning spirit. You must be able to discern the darkness that is in this world. Many times when I teach on the level of darkness that is in this world, some people, they will just be looking at me like, what is he saying? What exactly is he saying? Yeah, because it's so strange to them. They don't even know that there is so much darkness in the world. They don't even know that there are people who look like human beings, but they are not humans. They are demons. So they don't even know. So your spirit needs to become a discerning spirit that can discern the presence of darkness everywhere. The presence of darkness around people, inside people, in places you visit, in places you go. So you're going to pray. Maybe your friend is the reason why you have not prospered up to now. Maybe your association with a friend or a partner in your job or a business partner. Maybe that association you are having with that person is why you have not succeeded up to now. But how will you know if you cannot discern? So you're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, Almighty God, transform my spirit man into a strong discerning spirit. Say, Almighty God, transform my spirit man into a strong discerning spirit that can discern the presence of darkness in this world. I can discern the presence of darkness anyway. Transform my spirit, man, right now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Transform my spirit, man. Transform my spirit, man. Transform my spirit, man. Almighty God, change my spirit, man, into a strong discerning spirit. Change my spirit, man, into a strong discerning spirit that can discern the presence of darkness and their oppressions. That can discern the presence of demonic entities, demonic creatures. Transform my spirit into a strong discerning spirit that can discern the works of the devil and crush them and destroy them. Change my spirit, man, into a strong discerning spirit. Change my spirit, man, into a strong discerning spirit that can pick up the operations of darkness going on in the invisible realms, that can sense the operations of darkness going on in the demonic world. Transform my spirit, man, into a strong discerning spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray? You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let my spirit man receive grace to discern all the realms of darkness behind my limitations. All the realms of darkness causing limitations in my life. Let my spirit man receive grace to discern those realms and to conquer those realms. Let my spirit man receive grace to discern the realms of darkness causing limitations in my life, causing stagnation in my life. Thank you, Lord. Causing failures in my life. Let my spirit man receive grace to discern those realms right now and to conquer them. When your spirit is able to discern those realms, then you'll be able to travel into those realms and go and fight them there and conquer them there. When your spirit man is able to discern the realms of darkness behind your limitations and problems and captivities, then you'll be able to enter into those realms and fight them and conquer them. And immediately you conquer, things will just change in your life physically. So let my spirit man receive grace to discern all the realms of darkness, causing failures, causing stagnation, causing limitations in my life, and to conquer them in the name of Jesus. Let my spirit man receive grace. Thank you, Father. I decree that right now, and right there where you are, grace to discern all realms of darkness and to conquer them all. Let that grace fall upon you right now. in the name of Jesus, grace and ability to discern all the realms of darkness, all the realms of witchcraft, and to conquer them all. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray that the Lord will uproot poisons of darkness from your spirit. One of the reasons why the enemy feed people with food in their dreams is to kill their spirit man from being able to discern and to fight and win battles. Yeah. So when you dream eating food, that is a poison to kill your spirit. Yeah, because they know in the kingdom of darkness that once your spirit is weak, they will continue to prevail over you. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, blood of Jesus, uproot from my spirit every poison of darkness there. Say, blood of Jesus, destroy every poison of darkness in my spirit that is killing my spirit, weakening my spirit. Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Until the poison is destroyed, you will keep rising and falling. Until the poison is destroyed, you will not be able to fight and win. You will keep losing in the battle until the poison in your spirit is destroyed. Say, blood of Jesus, get rid of every poison of darkness in my spirit. Say, blood of Jesus, thank you, Lord, get rid of every venom. Every venom of serpents, of demonic serpents in my spirit. Blood of Jesus, get rid of them now. Get rid of them now. In the name of Jesus, get rid of every poison of darkness in my spirit that has crippled my spirit from being able to fight and win battles, that has crippled my spirit from being able to discern the spirit world. Blood of Jesus, get rid of them now. Get rid of them now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, mighty hand of God, open every door that that kingdom has closed against my progress and success. Say, mighty hand of God, open every door the dark kingdom has closed against my success and progress in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Passionate Juliana, mighty hand of God, mighty hand of God, mighty hand of God, open every door. The witchcraft kingdom have closed against my prosperity. Open every door. The kingdom of darkness have closed against my greatness, against my rising to the place of fulfillment of destiny. Mighty hand of God, open those doors right now. Right now, right now, right now. In the name of Jesus, mighty hand of God, open every door. But that kingdom have closed against my new season, against my new beginning. Open those doors now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, go into every realm of darkness where my life has been changed. Where my life has been, I've been enslaved, and release me now. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, go into every realm of darkness. Where my life has been chained down. Where my life has been enslaved, and release me now. Release me now. Open your mouth and pray. Geshade katasha dabala. Nishte giharso seshuna. Tashande kishte negala. Release me now. Thank you, Lord. Pray this prayer very well. Because God is literally releasing you now. If you can pray that prayer seriously. The deliverance is going to happen now. I mean right now. Right now. The fire of the Holy Ghost. Go into every realm of darkness. Where my life and destiny have been caged. And chained. And release me now. In the name of Jesus, go into every realm of witchcraft. Go into every realm under the sea. Every realm of darkness in the deep sea. Every realm of darkness in the heavenly places. Every realm of darkness in the waters. Where my life and destiny and calling have been caged. Fire of the Holy Ghost, go there and release me. Go there and release me. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Go there and release me now. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You're going to pray. If you can understand the present state of your life, if you can understand the mind of God, the will of God, for the present state of your life, you will move forward very fast. You will move forward very fast. So you need to to be able to understand, the Bible says that we should not be filled with wine or be drunk with wine, wherein is excess. The Bible says we should understand. We should be filled with the Holy Ghost. And then it says we should understand what the will of the Lord is. Yeah, we should understand what the will of the Lord is. So if you're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, enlighten my mind to understand your will for my present state. Your will concerning my present situation. Your will concerning my present age. Your will concerning my life right now. Enlighten my mind to know your will. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Enlighten my mind to understand what your will for my life is. Enlighten my mind to understand what your will for my life is at the moment. What you are saying concerning my life right now. Concerning what I'm going through right now. Concerning my destiny, concerning my calling. Oh Lord, enlighten my mind to understand. In the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying like that. Continue to pray. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray, say, oh Lord, enlighten my mind to understand your will for my life at this time. Your will for my life at this time. Your will for my life at this time. Your mind concerning what I'm going through. Enlighten my mind to understand the way out of what I am going through right now. To understand how to come out of what I am going through. Of the negative things that is happening in my life. How to overcome. Enlighten my mind to understand the solutions to my problems. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, so the verse I was quoting, that verse is in Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17. It says, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. So if it means if you don't understand what the will of the Lord is, then it means you are not wise. It means you are a fool. Yeah, if you don't understand what the will of the Lord is. So Christians should be people who are always looking for the will of the Lord. In every situation, Christians should be people who are always looking for the will of the Lord, looking for the voice of the Lord, looking for the mind of God concerning those situations. So when last have you prayed that God show you His will concerning what you are going through? So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me a mind that always seek for your will in all things. Say, Father, give me a mind that always seek for your will in all things. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Lord, give me the mind that seeks for your will in all things, in all things, in all situations. Give me the mind. Give me the heart. Give me the mind that seeks for your will, that seeks for your direction, that seeks for your instructions in all things. Give me that mind. Hell, I don't want to be wise in my own understanding, in my own wisdom. I want to be wise according to your own wisdom. I want to be wise according to your wisdom, according to your directions. Oh Lord, give me a mind that seeks for your will in all things. A mind that seeks to understand your will in all things. Give me such a mind. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, we're going to pray five more prayer points. And then I'll round off the session. Yeah. Still looking at that scripture, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Yeah, sometimes we know the will of God, but we don't understand it. That is, we don't know what to do about it. We don't know the right step to take concerning it. Yeah, we have people that they know God has called them to preach, but they don't understand how to go about it. They don't understand where to start from. Yeah. So God is able to give you details of His will for your life. Details that will explain His will for your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your Holy Spirit in me, reveal to me the details of your will for my life. The details of the scope of your will for my life, the details of your will for my life, reveal them to me by your Holy Spirit in me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, reveal to me, show me the details. The details of your plans for my life. The details of your mind for my life. The details of your will for my life. Show me by your Spirit in me. Make me understand the right steps to take concerning your will for my life. Make me understand the decisions to take, the decisions to make, the choices to make concerning your will for my life. Make me understand the journey to embark on concerning your will for my life. Make me understand the sacrifices to pay concerning your will for my life. Make me understand everything I must do concerning your will for my life. Lord, give me details of what you will have me to do concerning your will for my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray you are going to get wiser when you move with wise people. You get more wisdom when you move with wise people. And then you become unwise. Yeah, because if I use the word foolish, some people feel uncomfortable with that word. They feel, some might feel being insulted. Yeah, but it's the same. Foolish and unwise is the same. Yeah, but let me stick to unwise. You become more unwise when you move with people that lack wisdom. Yeah, you get more wisdom when you move with people that are wise. And so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, connect me with people that are rich in your wisdom. People that are very rich in your wisdom, very rich in divine wisdom. Lord, connect me with such people so that I can be wise as well. Open your mouth and pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, connect me with people who are rich in wisdom, in divine wisdom. People who knows the right from the wrong. People who knows the truth from the false. People who are not deceived. People whose mind is not under the influence of Satan. People who are enlightened in their minds. Lord, connect me with people like that. People who knows what they believe. People who knows who they believe. There are people who are not confused. Lord, connect me with people like that so that I can be wise. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're also going to pray. It is important that God connect you with people who are like-minded with you. I mean, people who have the same mind that you have. People who have the same vision that you have. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, connect me with men and women that have the same passion that I have, the same vision that I have, the same mind that I have, so that we can encourage each other, we can strengthen each other, and we can succeed together, prosper together. Connect me with such people. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray. Say, Father, connect me with men and women, boy and girl, people who have the same vision with mine, the same passion with mine, the same passion as mine, people who have the same mind that I have. Lord, connect me with such people so that we can prosper together, succeed together, and excel together. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, take me out of every cage I have put myself in. There are some limitations that is from you. It's not from the devil. It is you who have put yourself in such limitation, in such shell or cage. It is not God. So you're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, take me out of every limitation I have put myself into. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Every limitation I have placed myself in through wrong choices, through unbelief, through fear. Oh Lord, pull me out of such limitations. Pull me out of every limitation I have placed myself in. Pull me out, oh Lord, by your mercy. Pull me out, O Lord, by your mercy. Pull me out, O Lord, by your mercy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now we have the last prayer point now to pray. I saw the prayer request, so I'm going to pray for you when I'm rounding off the session. Yeah, God is going to heal you. So this is the last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, let the sword of the Lord cut off every hand of darkness, pulling me backwards. Every time I take steps forward, let the sword of the Lord cut off every hand of darkness, pulling me backwards. Every time I take steps forward, right now in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. So let the sword of the Lord, let the sword of the Lord cut off every evil hand, drawing me backwards. Every time I take steps forward, every time I push myself forward, let the sword of the Lord cut off such hands right now in the name of Jesus. Right now. Thank you, Lord. Right now. Sword of the Lord, cut them off. Cut them off. Cut them off. Cut them off. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I'm going to be praying for you now. I'm going to be praying for every one of you. Raise up your right hand. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your grace that is sufficient. Thank you for your mercy that is abundant toward us. Thank you for your power that does real miracles, real deliverances. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for the peace you have given to us that we can't find in this world. Thank you for your joy that fills our hearts that we can't get from this world. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, I ask that you touch everyone here suffering any form of sickness or disease. I ask that you touch everyone right now and remove the sickness, remove the disease right now in the name of Jesus. I curse the roots of the pains in your body, in your head, the discomfort in any part of your body, I curse the root right now. I command the sickness to disappear, to come out right now in the name of Jesus. Let the peace of Jesus prevail in your body system. In the name of Jesus, I decree that every long-standing problems and captivities in the lives of anyone here, I decree that they disappear right now in the name of Jesus. Every problem that have appeared to be stubborn and don't want to go, I command them to go in the name of Jesus. Every limitation in your life that seems to be so persistent and don't want to live your life, I decree that the limitation break in pieces right now in the name of Jesus. The help that you need at this time, receive it now in the name of Jesus. The favor that you need now, the support, the sponsorship that you need now, the financial blessing that you need now, I decree that you receive them now in the name of Jesus. When others are confused and they don't know which way to go, you shall not be confused. The light of God shall shine on your path, and you shall understand what the will of the Lord is. You shall hear a voice telling you, this is the right way to follow. This is the right thing to do. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. I decree that this season shall be your season of testimonies, your season of mighty miracles, and so shall it be. By season, I mean between this month and the month of September, you shall share powerful testimonies in the name of Jesus. Between now and September, you shall share great testimonies in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for we know that you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.